Good morning. It is February the 16th, 2019, and I'm just sitting here in Little Saigon drinking some coffee. But there's no cream in my coffee, and there is no truth in the story that, well, it appears that there's no truth in the story that Jussie Smollett, I don't even know if I'm saying his fucking name right, Jussie Smollett, claimed about being attacked by two white men wearing MAGA hats, wanting to lynch him and throw bleach on him and probably smash or steal his Subway sandwich. Now, before I continue, I have to get something straight here. Wow, there's a play on words. Even though I am myself not afraid of talking about issues of homosexuality in ways that may seem derisive, I am not actually homophobic. I don't care if you're gay. I'm not actually racist. I don't really care if you're black or Chinese, or God forbid you're a fucking Danish person, which of all the people I sometimes hate, and sometimes I do feel the burning hot hate that only a Klingon could understand. And I don't mean little tufts of toilet paper shoved up your asshole Klingon or a fucking action figure up Smollett's butt Klingon. I mean the Klingons from that Star Trek franchise. They feel the burning hot hate and rage. Sometimes I feel that way. But clearly, the people I hate the most are the Danes. And you would claim, well, damn, aren't they white people? Listen, you stupid fuck. The original white people, the original evil that is the white race, and I mean this probably in jest, but maybe I don't. I've got a self-destructive psyche, and I'm a ginger, so everybody beats up on me. I'm a ginger anarchist. Man, everyone hates me. But yeah, I hate the Danes the most. But no, I'm not homophobic. I'm not actually racist. I tend to measure these things not in terms of guesses I would make about the internal mental states of human beings. I think the concept of a hate crime is about the stupidest concept ever. If you hurt someone, if you say foul things to someone, if you punch a person in the face, if you punch me in the face, I'm not going to spend a lot of time deconstructing your pseudo thoughts deep inside your psyche. I'd hope that I would, avoid your roundhouse kick. But the bottom line is this: if you victimize physically another human being, the word hate and crime becomes fucking redundant, you stupid fuck. Okay? I know a lot of people want to say, well, society made me do it. And I promise you, I guarantee, like some Louisiana politician from the 1930s, I guarantee that Jussie Smollett will blame society for why he manufactured a hate crime against himself. I promise you that there will be a statement where he claims some kind of weird racially induced mental illness. And I don't fucking care, because I don't give a fuck what's going on in his fucking head. I myself have trespassed against people in my life. Not that many, certainly not that many that didn't deserve it, but there's been at least one incident in my life that I can recall where I trespassed against my fellow man. I didn't hit anyone, I didn't steal anything, but my actions were fucking terrible. And it's irrelevant what kind of mental thoughts I had going on in my head. What mattered is what I fucking did. I don't give a fuck if Smollett wants to come out in a few weeks on Oprah, and I'm telling you, Smollett's gonna be on Oprah. Smollett's gonna be on Oprah, and Jay-Z will be there to hold his hand and give him a hug, and his gay life partner, who will probably end up being some sort of a weird mixture of the rainbow distribution of unicorn genders, will have a little hanky and wipe the tears from his face as he fucking explains how the white man, how the white straight man, maybe even in some ridiculous kind of fucking whatever. What was that kind of terrorism that they came up with in the last election related to the mega bomber? Stochastic. I seriously doubt that the people who came up with stochastic terrorism, or at least the people who parroted it, actually know what a stochastic process is, understand a time series, or even understand basic fucking mathematics. But I promise you, Smollett will be on Oprah. He will be crying. On one side will be Jay-Z. On the other side will be his trans life partner, who covers every fucking box so everybody can feel warm inside. And if he covers every fucking box, his trans, open, quasi life partner, cis reality human being will probably be dressed as a teddy bear because he's also a fucking furry. That, my friends, okay, a movie about Smollett being produced by the guys who made Get Out is way more fucking likely, okay, than Smollett going to jail. I know, there are people out there who are still in denial, anger, and bargaining. They're on that turning circle. I know you guys are out there. You're convinced that there's a rule of law, but what you don't get is the very existence of law itself as force pretty much negates its rules. What you don't understand is that the great gimmick of the crocodile is that there is no justice. And if there is, there certainly isn't going to be any fucking justice for you. There'll be no justice about Smollett. I know you want to believe it. I know you want to think to yourself that Smollett is going to end up in a Cook County jail having rebar shoved up his butt. But in reality, the worst thing that's going to happen to Smollett, probably, is he'll have some community service in Boys Town. That's a neighborhood of Chicago. He'll probably be expected to paint some of the little phallic symbols and, you know, make sure that the erect penises stay erect in Boys Town. He'll have an apology tour. He'll end up, you know, giving little speeches about hate crimes and whatnot. And yeah, he'll figure out a weaselly fucking, you know, acid trip Clarence Darrow way of basically blaming society. And I when I say society, I really mean the white man. He'll blame the white man for being a piece of shit. And if you don't know this about me yet, other than the fact that I don't give a fuck if I offend you, if I'm offending you right now, if you're somewhere on Broadway in Seattle finishing up your cup of coffee, you know, and thinking to yourself, well, at least I respect every fucking one of the 112.6 genders, go fuck yourself. I don't care. Okay? I am an imperfect human being, and I'm proud of it. I enjoy the fact that every once in a while I will utter a word and that word will cause a cringe in the warm, fuzzy heart of some woolly-headed house flipper, you know, somewhere in Maple Leaf or Magnolia or Ballard. Fuck you. I don't care. Okay? I can be censored. Believe me, YouTube has censored me in the past, certainly shadow banned me. I have been pushed off of Steemit. I am at my last little redoubt here on SoundCloud, so if you're saying, why are you on SoundCloud, you fuck. I'm on SoundCloud for the same reason that the Germans were being pushed to the West in 1944. I'm on SoundCloud because there's pretty much nowhere else for me to go at this point, and if SoundCloud decides that I am committing hate crimes, I don't know where I go from here. Probably straight to hell. Jussie Smollett, and I don't know if I'm saying his first name correctly, Jussie Smollett is never, ever, 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 ever going to jail, okay? No Cook County jury is ever going to find him guilty of shit. No prosecutor is ever going to level real charges. Yeah, I think the district attorney is going to give him some little slap on the wrist, and I think he'll probably do some kind of shitty community service. Because at this point, Chicago is such a fucking joke when it comes to corruption that they kind of have to do fucking something. I mean, they just can't let him go with no sort of punishment. But the thing is, it won't really be punishment. It actually will help him. If I'm, you know, I don't want to attribute more intelligence to Mr. Smollett than he has. And this isn't about racism, folks. if the color of your skin is black or yellow or red, if you're a ginger like me, if you're gay or straight, I don't care if you're a woman or not, don't blame your gender or your race for your fucking stupidity. Smollett can't blame anybody for being a fucking piece of shit but himself. There is no cause based on race. There is no cause based on gender. It turns out that Jussie Smollett might just be a special kind of piece of shit, irrespective of which mother bore him. That's reality. Mr. Smollett's a piece of shit, and if he wants to turn it into a racial thing, then the actual racist in this scenario is not me. It's a guy like Smollett. He's a piece of shit. When I was younger and political correctness started being a thing, and full disclosure, I went to school at the University of Washington in the late 80s and early 90s, and believe me, political correctness was like in its heyday. It was a coming out ceremony. All of the Marcusean, cultural Marxist, neo-Marxist, the next gen, identity politics practitioners, these folks were getting they were polishing off their fucking PhDs and teaching English classes. Believe me, when I was at the University of Washington back then, I saw all kinds of politically correctness bullshit. And yeah, I remember reading about the concept of a fucking hate crime. But do I hate repeating myself? I'm going to repeat myself. If you harm another human being, if you steal their shit, if you set their house on fire, if you burn a cross on their lawn, if you organize them into groups and put them on trains and send them to death camps, okay? If you punch or beat or rape, if you commit acts of violence as a bully against another person, the word hate is not required, you stupid fuck. The crime itself is an act of hate. One could existentially question what kind of hate. I would contend if you're not a sociopath, if you actually have a sliver of a conscience, the hate itself is directed both at the outside and the inside. You hate the other and you hate yourself. But if you're a sociopath, the word hate doesn't even fucking apply. I would propose the following, hypothesis. I think Mr. Jussie Smollett, and again, I've never seen the show Empire. Before I continue on my hypothesis here, I have never seen the show Empire. I have no interest in seeing the show Empire. Well, that's not entirely true. Sometimes I get so fucking bored, I will go on Amazon, which I kind of hate. I hate Amazon. But, there are lots of things I hate in this world that I have to put up with. I mean, it's just one of those shitty things about human existence. But every once in a while, I'll get fucking bored and a little depressed, and my mind is a little chaotic, and I'll say, I'm just going to watch something stupid. So in reality, one day, I could be so bored and so depressed and so filled with a kind of, dread and self-loathing that I could imagine paying for a season of Empire, and if it's not too terribly shitty and a little entertaining, I might watch it. Not because I'm endorsing, any particular studio or the blacks over the whites or the whites over the blacks. I just don't care about the race wars. I really don't. It's not because of that. It's just that sometimes I get that fucking bored. And the problem is I'm almost so bored and almost so chaotic that I can't even read a book. I just need to sit there and have terribly stupid shit fed into my brain so I can wash away the pain of existence. In many ways, these TV shows are a lot like wiping a magnet across a hard drive for me, at least as far as pain goes. Anyways, I'll leave it there. But here's my hypothesis concerning the Empire star, Jussie Smollett. I think he did this on purpose. I think this was completely planned, and I think he intended to get caught. These are very crooked times, and if you don't see the crookedness of them, you really don't see what's going on. I think this entire thing was intended to happen exactly as it's happening. I think there'll be an apology tour. I think he'll be on Oprah and Good Morning America. I think he'll have, his trans gay furry boyfriend / migrating to girlfriend boyfriend lesbian quas to one side and he'll have Jay-Z on the other, and they'll both have handkerchiefs and they'll wipe his fucking tears. I think he'll have a book ghost written by some asshole, probably some out-of-work journalist in New York, and given the shitty nature of journalism, the distance between quote-unquote investigating the world and creating fiction, folks, the distance isn't even the size of a photon, you stupid fuck. Yeah, I think there'll be a book, and it'll probably be titled something like, you know, look at what the white man did to me, or, you know, I don't know. Maybe it'll be titled White Trash. I honestly don't know. But it'll have some really catchy title. And it will be a long, drawn-out, you know, exposure of some quasi-biographical information about Mr. Smollett and how ultimately white straight society forced him to be a scumbag. And there'll be a movie. And I really do. I know I've already said this, but the guys, I liked the movie Get Out. I thought it was actually a good horror film. I mean, obviously, it's filled with a lot of bullshit white slash black tropes, and I kind of get sick of the white man being the white devil all the time, but truly, I also don't give a fuck, you know? I have to admit to myself that throughout history, white men have committed a lot of crimes, so have some white women. It turns out that if you put anybody in a position of power, I don't care if they're Chinese, Mexican, African, European, if you put someone in a position of power, it is way more likely than not that they're going to do some fucked up shit. It's one of the reasons why power is a dangerous thing. It's one of the reasons why, you know, that often stated thing, that quotation that people should keep in mind, power corrupts, but absolute power corrupts absolutely. That is a true that's true. You know, the thing that's corrupting isn't race or gender. The thing that's corrupting is power. So yeah, Mr. Smollett will have his incredibly intricate argument about the stochastic terrorism of Donald Trump and how, you know, he had a Snickers bar and ultimately Subway screwed up his sandwiches and the Nigerians fed him some drug from Nigeria. You know, it'll be interesting. It'll be entertaining. I almost, in some ways, this whole story has been a pick-me-up. I've had a really shitty couple weeks. Not that you guys don't have shitty weeks. You guys do too. If you're the everyday American in 2019 and you're not completely mesmerized by your, smart device, you probably recognize some shittiness too, and you probably have a shitty day or two or every once in a while. So I've had a shitty couple weeks, and this whole Smollett story has actually acted like a kind of instant Prozac. I feel a lot better. I know some of you are upset. It's like, holy shit, Dan, you know, he needs to go to jail. And I know you want to believe this is a just world. Okay. I'm a Christian and an anarchist. What I can tell you, if you're seeking justice, don't look to a person, look to God. Okay. You'll find no real justice in our country. You will find punishment and you will find people who are labeled criminals. And if you have an IQ above 75, you'll eventually recognize that there are so many fucking laws and so many fucking rules and so many fucking ways to piss off the fucking IRS that pretty much all you motherfuckers are criminals. You're just pending, you know, identification as criminals. That's all. There's just an asterisk next to your name. But you're all criminals. I'm a criminal. If you're looking for justice and you think that it once existed in the golden age of America, where we murdered Native Americans and enslaved black people and beat our wives, if you actually think there was a golden age where there was justice, you're a fucking moron. Go fuck yourself. If you're trying to find justice, don't look to the human race. Of all the things we may or may not be good at, and I do think humans are incredibly brilliant and wonderful creatures when they give themselves half a chance, but justice is not one of the things we're particularly good at, to be blunt. I mean, every once in a while, I would contend by accident, like, you know, three or four, you know, capuchin monkeys or chimpanzees playing a piano for 50 trillion years, eventually they'll probably play something you like, something that doesn't sound like nonsense. But that's about the level of deterministic justice you're going to find in the United States of America. And if you don't see it that way, you're probably staring at your smart device. You're probably listening to CNN or NPR or Fox News and probably Brett Baird or Hannity or some other person. I don't know. There are so many of these talking heads I just don't listen to and they disgust me. Rachel Maddow. You're probably listening to Rachel Maddow and she's telling you how to deconstruct the Smollett story and link it to Putin and how ultimately it's about Trump meeting with some Russian whore who was picking peanuts out of his shit. Yeah, you probably want to believe in justice, but that just makes you a sad fool. Give up on that bullshit. Human justice is not a thing. God can judge, and God actually has the infinite ability and the memory and understanding to judge. Human beings suck at it. We're so good at so many things, but judging each other, we suck. And this includes me, okay? I get pissed off at people, but the good news is, and this is really good fucking news for all you assholes, I neither desire nor do I seek power. And so having a judgment against others is an opinion. It really is just an opinion in that context. It doesn't fucking bother me. I have all kinds of fucking opinions. And guess what? As long as those opinions are not connected to force, you got nothing to fucking worry about. But if you're one of these assholes who's a voter and thinks that America is so much, you know, so justified if your particular party is in charge, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, you fuck. Then you're just an asshole. And you don't really know what justice is, you just understand revenge. There is a tendency on the part of some people that analyze American history and world history to oversimplify other civilizations that we think we have a connection to, and to oversimplify their history. For example, a lot of people who study American history will talk about the fact that our founding fathers were classically, you know, educated, so they understood the history of the Greeks and the history of the Romans. And so ultimately, you know, say, hey, if you understand the American Republic, go back to Rome. It's like, okay, but I'll let you in a little fucking secret. Yeah, you know, the tyranny of the Caesars was bad, but it's not like the Roman Senate was any fucking picnic. You may or may not be aware of this, but there's a concept from ancient Rome that predates Julius Caesar, you fuck, called proscription. That basically means that when your political party won in the Senate, when your little patrician class of nice little people living on the hills, when you won, you had almost as a natural right or tradition to go around and victimize your enemies, to steal their shit, to rape their wives and daughters, and probably sons, to kill people. This was part of Roman Republican tradition, you motherfuckers. So please don't romanticize the Republic to me. If you're a Native American in 1850, there's no fucking romanticizing the Republic, you motherfucker. The Trail of Tears is not a wonderful example of justice, you asshole. Yeah, I know. But here's the thing, like I said, I have no power, I desire no power. So my judgments are not even remotely connected to this concept of American justice. They're just opinions. And the good news is, if you're listening to me on a device that's powered by electricity, all you have to do is turn it off. I know that sounds completely earth-shattering for some of you whose IQs have been dulled by so many years of fluoridated water. But all you have to do is push the off button. If you don't like what you hear, if you feel I'm being unfair and judgy, all you have to do is turn it off. If you're on a web browser, you just click that little X and close the tab. Okay? It's not that hard. Jussie Smollett is not going to jail. Jussie Smollett, in my opinion, probably set this whole thing up. Jussie Smollett, it is way more likely than not that his career will improve because of this, okay? It just so happens we're in a plague of madness. And if you're gay, and I'm not gay, sometimes I wish I were because, you know, I won't pretend to be. I'm not like that, you know, Rachel Dolezal, who pretended to be black. I just can't do that. That doesn't mean I'm a perfectly honest person, but there are just these lines I cannot cross. And how could I? I'm obviously a ginger. But yeah, Jussie Smollett will go on an apology tour. He will have all of the right boxes checked. He will hire a legal team. He might do community service, painting the little phallic statues in Boys Town, Chicago. He'll probably have a book ghost written. It will explain in detail how he was driven to do this thing. There will be a movie, Cuba Gooding Jr. will want to play Smollett, but he'll worry that he's too old. I mean, these things are way more fucking likely than Smollett going to jail. Okay, in Chicago, in Cook County. I'm just so sorry if you can't connect the dots. And I really am, because I feel like if people were just generally a little bit more aware, this country wouldn't be such a shithole right now. But most of you stare at your smart device, so-called, and you let it do the thinking. So yeah, Rachel Maddow will tell you what to think, or Hannity or Brett Baird, and you'll get upset about him not going to jail, or you'll be happy that he, you know, isn't going to jail. And whether you're left or right or Republican or Democrat, I don't care. You're going to have all kinds of strange denial, anger, bargaining, you know, turning circle feelings. Because again, in order to get through this, you have to get through denial, anger, and bargaining on your way to depression and then acceptance. But most Americans are stuck on this turning circle now called denial, anger, and bargaining. You just go round and round and round. You never get to depression, which means you never fucking get to acceptance. You need to accept the fact that there is no justice in this country. And if there is, it's arbitrary and about as deterministic as three chimpanzees playing on a grand piano. That is how deterministic it is. Have a happy Saturday, okay? When the, you know, the next season of Empire comes out, be sure to download it. When Smollett's book is published here in about 4 months, make sure you read it online on Kindle, right? Bezos will be happy, that ass fuck. And be sure to tune in to Oprah, because I don't even know if she has a show any longer, but what I know is this. Even if she no longer has a show, she'll have a special, the Smollett special. And all of your questions about how the white straight man made him do it will be answered.